Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's Hope for the Heart, which is a bit different because I'm sitting in my lounge at the keyboard. We're getting ready to do a live conference event, which is called Growing in the Prophetic this morning. If you want to know anything else we're doing, because people are really showing interest in our Hope for the Heart podcasts, then do contact info@mbm-ministries.org. And then Rachel will help you know what's happening. We're actually running a mini conference next Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, starting from 11 p.m. So do get in touch. You can come in on Zoom or by the phone. Scripture can become over familiar, but listen to this incredible statement. For it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. The very God who brought the worlds into being, who made this whole universe, who planned creation in such detail, has come to make his home in our lives, to live within us, and to show himself to the world. His awesome presence has come to reside in our hearts and to work through us. What trust God has put in us. One lady who had such a strong sense of this and has such a high level of expectancy that God will take every opportunity to show his love through her, told this wonderful story. She and some friends went to a restaurant once, and as she got talking to the waitress, she felt a word of knowledge coming into her mind. Now that is something that God reveals that you could not normally know anything about yourself. So she said casually, "Do you have a problem with your right foot?" "No, but my daughter who's just come in, she does." Well, the lady thought about what to do. Should she pray with the daughter? She said in the end, "Well, I'm going to pray quietly for her during the meal and release God's special blessing of healing and love over her." That's what she did. The waitress smiled and said, "Oh, that's so nice of you. Thank you very much." And then she went off to serve other customers. The lady didn't know what had happened. But 9 months later, they went back to that very same restaurant. The waitress ran over, hardly able to contain herself. "I must tell you what happened after your praying. The next day, my daughter got out of bed and for the first time in the whole of her life, put her foot flat on the floor without any pain. We know God did it because there was nothing more the medics could do for her. We were so amazed, so overcome. So we tried to find you and your church the following Sunday, but we got lost. Anyway, we asked God to show us where to go and ended up in a church we're all going to now. And we've all found faith in this wonderful person, Jesus." That lady prayed so simply but with such conviction that God was planning to do something wonderful. She didn't even meet the daughter, but God was at work. Listen to these verses in Ephesians 3, verse 20. "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us." Did you get that bit? That his power within us, it's the same mighty strength that he used when he raised Jesus from the dead. That power is in you and me now. He uses your gifts, your personality, but the power to affect change and transformation in any situation comes from him. If you have allowed him to come into your heart, if you've asked him to do that, he wants to move and work through your life. It's because of what Jesus did on the cross. And so now your heart is made whiter than snow. That's why God can live within you and work through you. So don't say, "Well, that kind of thing never happens to me." Just offer yourself as a channel through which he can bring love and strength and help to many. Father, Forgive me that I have so little expectation of what your glorious presence within me can do. Help me to lean on you and expect so much more because of what you are like and because your life flows through me. Amen. My heart is now a dwelling place where God Himself can live, a place where God's Spirit comes, His peace and joy to give, a house where God's beauty and glory is now His temple. He has made me new and clean. My heart is now a dwelling place where God Himself can Spirit comes, His peace and joy to give. A house where God's beauty and glory may be seen. My heart is now His temple. He has made me My heart is now His temple.